USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington lawmakers play the blame game on why violent crime is spiking in major cities throughout America, Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte has his theory from what he's seeing on the streets.
I can tell you that marijuana undoubtedly is connected to violent crimes that we're seeing now. When you have something where people get high reward, they can make a lot of money by selling illegal marijuana, and the risk is low, the risk for accountability is very low, that creates a very, 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 very bad situation, because those individuals get robbed, those individuals get shot at, those individuals get involved in disputes all across our city. I'm seeing it happen more and more.
At least seven people died in a series of car crashes during a sandstorm in Millard County, Utah on Sunday. About 20 vehicles were involved in the 4:30 p.m. crash on I-15. Millard County is in west central Utah. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump held a rally over the weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. Brad Bernards has more.
Former President Trump on Saturday hailed the Arizona State Senate for its ongoing audit of the 2020 election in Maricopa County during a rally in Phoenix while taking shots at Republican Governor Doug Ducey.
With your help, we will stand up for democracy and for justice. We will fight for truth, transparency, and accountability. And we will not stop until we have restored our American birthright of honest, free, and fair elections.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman on Monday was meeting with her Chinese counterparts. More propaganda than productivity came out of the in-China meeting. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Xie Feng said in a statement, the breakdown in U.S.-China relations is due to some people in the United States treating China as an imaginary enemy, end quote. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is not deadlier. It seems to be more contagious. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The U.S. is experiencing a rise in new COVID cases that are being attributed to the highly transmissible Delta strain of the coronavirus. Delta now accounts for more than 80% of those new cases, the country now averaging about 43,000 new infections a day. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation explained why the Delta variant is more infectious than other strains of the virus.
What we know is that the virus levels that you develop early in the course of the infection are significantly higher with this Delta virus than with the old strains. And that's why people are more contagious. That's why this is spreading more rapidly. But the other thing we know about this is that those virus levels go up very quickly. And that's why we think that the virus is more, it's easier for this virus to overwhelm the immune system. So, for example, if you have a vaccine that you got 7 or 8 months ago and your antibody levels are declining, if you get this new Delta variant, it's easier for this Delta variant to overwhelm low antibody levels, and that's why we're considering whether or not some people might need boosters to increase their antibody levels.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Actor LeVar Burton begins his run as a Jeopardy guest host on Monday's broadcast following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek in November of 2020. Numerous guest hosts were selected to zero in on a permanent host. LeVar is known for Reading Rainbow and Star Trek. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.